Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. I think we can all agree that education is one of the most important industries in the world. And we today are going to talk a little bit about how ChatGPT is currently disrupting education and what these future disruptions might look like as we continue to see ChatGPT play out in the classroom and also for teachers and what role that has. So let's jump into it. First off, I think we all know that there's been a lot of controversy around ChatGPT in the classroom. I've already made my opinion known. Essentially, I view ChatGPT kind of like a calculator. I don't think you can ban this tool. I think it's going to, whether it's ChatGPT or other generative AI tools, they're going to be pretty integrated into the future coming up. And so what we really need to look at is how we can use these as tools when they're appropriate and when they're not appropriate. But overall, when it comes down to people actually using these tools in the workforce, it's very prevalent. It's going to be very popular. So I think you probably want to start learning in the classroom how to use these tools. So aside from that, for kind of students and kind of that aspect, let's talk a little bit about some of the ways that it's going to disrupt education as far as educators and teachers and how they are going to be able to actually use it. I think one of the main ways that ChatGPT is going to disrupt education is by automating a lot of the administrative tasks that educators and administrators currently perform. So for example, ChatGPT can be used to answer basic questions from students and parents, inquiries about courses, schedules, registrations, financial aid, all that kind of stuff. You can imagine this would be a really powerful tool where you would essentially give it all the information about commonly asked questions, and parents could use this on a website as like a chatbot customer service. So, you know, that's kind of small. In addition, I think this is going to automate a lot of admin tasks inside of for educators. Myself, having taught a university class after I graduated, I know that something like this would have been incredibly powerful to help with grading and providing feedback. I think something that a lot of online teachers do today, I have a number of friends that do this, you know, they got to go through sometimes hundreds of students, look at what they have commented in a forum and give them some sort of feedback on it. And I think ChatGPT would be a good way where they could essentially say, you know, write a positive feedback complimenting them on X, Y, and Z. And then ChatGPT can go and write a solid comment, or even they could say, you know, based off of this comment, if this is the syllabus, if this is the assignment, and this is the response, what would you say to the student? And I guess this is probably controversial too, because a lot of people are like, hey, how come teachers can automate all their tasks? They're not giving actual feedback. I mean, if you think about it, when a student goes to a testing center and takes a test and it's automatically graded anyways, I don't see how this is that much different. If you could tell ChatGPT what to look for, what's a good response, what's a bad response. And maybe, you know, if it's giving a bunch of people really bad responses, you go and review those to make sure that it's accurate. But I think this could be a powerful tool for helping automate a lot of the grading process and a lot of the kind of overall feedback process that teachers have to do, because it does take up a lot of time. And this would give them more time to focus on working on new projects and coming up with new exciting curriculum and things to do. So honestly, there is a lot of time that teachers end up having to spend on maybe more menial tasks that don't really get to use their brains as much. They're not writing research papers or doing anything crazy. So I think this is something that ChatGPT could do in a pretty effective way. Another area that I think ChatGPT is going to affect education is in the field of student support. So Traditionally, student support services like counseling and tutoring have been provided by trained professionals. And even when I was at university, I remember going to the language, I think it was called the Language Learning Center or the Writing Center. Can't remember. I will confess I am not or was not an incredible writer. That wasn't my strong suit when I went into college. And so there was me and then all of the foreign exchange students that were in the Writing Center getting tips on how to write better essays. Of course, if I had ChatGPT, that would have been, you know, it could have given me some tips on ways to improve my essays. But, you know, that's another bias that I obviously have. But, you know, in addition, I think even I have friends and family with dyslexia. And I think that, you know, sometimes they'll do their best to write an essay or whatnot. And I think that there's just some things that are a lot harder for them to catch. And so I think being able to create some sort of content and then using a tool like ChatGPT to fix any, you know, like dyslexic errors, like read my essay and find out when if I, you know, maybe they have a problem where they commonly flip two different words around or different words and say, you know, I have dyslexia. This is what it does. Read my essay and find any instances of this, highlight them for me so that I can fix them. Honestly, that would be an incredible use of ChatGPT. You're not going to get that from something like Grammarly where it's specifically looking at whatever your disability is, and it's not going to be able to help you in the same way. So I think this is a powerful tool. I know this is controversial. Some people say it's cheating or whatever, but I think this is a really powerful tool. Everyone has different levels of abilities, and I think that this helps to level the playing field in a lot of ways. I think that while ChatGPT is still pretty new as far as technology goes, its potential to disrupt education is absolutely amazing.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.